You want me to do what? Ain't nobody got time for Best of Bobbo. For sake. Listen, all this posting around video, social media, TikTok, toe stuff is not what I do. Like, if you want me to voice anything like Satan or Tony Romo's dad or Randy the Chipmunk, I'll help you. You go do. I'm sure it'll be fabulous. Outside of that, leave me alone.
Oh, the times they are changing.
Hey, this is Lacey G with the John Clay Wolf Show, and this week's Best of Bobbo is a good one. If you're into making money, who isn't? He comes up with some hot tips on how you can make some fast cash this summer. Are you going to take Bobbo's advice? Let us know.
Bob Floyd, good morning. It is time for...
Slow things down.
This started about 5 years ago, and Bob only comes in like once per quarter. He doesn't do a weekly report. No. He doesn't do a daily report.
He's
he does a quarterly.
Yeah.
You know, holiday season, summer season, because it's really about the grow.
But you can catch me regularly on CNBC, Sunday mornings at 3 a.m.
I don't think so. Really?
Ding, ding, ding.
Are you there?
That's when the dealers watch. Summer saddle up time here at the Dope Report, kids, and I'll tell you, summertime fun means great grass for everyone, and have I got an angle for you, because your next fortune comes via the great minds in the state of Nevada. Yes, they won the statute for recreational use in November's ballot, and yes, legal sales began July 1st, and yes, about a gazillion stoners have headed to Las Vegas and all points west. However, the geniuses in charge of granting permits to legal dispensaries have decided only to grant those permits to already legal liquor and spirits retailers who want no part of the legal pot industry. So, guess what? That's right. Legal sellers of marijuana in the soon-to-be marijuana capital of the country have no pot to sell. So, here's what you do. You know your wife's cousin's ex-boyfriend, Rodrigo, with the taco truck from the Fiesta Mercado?
Right.
Here's an inside scoop. That dude not only has a perfect mobile sales tool that you can permit for $125 daily on the strip, he's also undoubtedly privy to as much quality meat-you-a-con as you can carry for $350 per pound, because every guy named Rodrigo that owns a taco truck is undoubtedly connected in the industrial sense. And keep in mind, on a typical food truck, along with groceries, equipment, and supplies, you can carry a lot of quality meat yucan, which will resell at a rate of $50 on the quarter ounce for a total take of right at $3,000 after the license. You just made back your initial investment times nine, and Rodrigo suddenly has enough jack to buy another food truck, which means you're running intermittent back and forth sales trips on a bi-weekly basis. Las Vegas is swinging again, and by the time Rodrigo corners the street taco market, you'll have stashed away enough to buy your own legal dispensary in Colorado, where the bureaucrats know what they're doing. And there's your July dope report. Until next time, keep your overhead low and your dollars headed up. This is Bob Floyd, and you keep toking.
Bob, we have a DJ Pre-K. Seems to think he's got a little street knowledge. He had a few questions for you.
Yeah, you know, I've been known to blow a few blunts in my day.
You?
So, I was just wondering, you know, what makes the most profit out of whether it's Reggie, some mid, or some hydro, you know, if I'm going to start selling.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're looking for green, leafy Mexican dirt weed or the finest hydroponic in the biz. You don't make your money when you sell it. You make your money when you buy it. So don't be afraid to get out of town. Spend your high dollar, high overend on gasoline and get the good stuff cheap.
Take us out, Bob.
Take us out.
And we'll be back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show right after this. Now, hold it. Hold it.
Hold it.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the John Clay Wolf Show Plus on Podbean for more exclusive content. You can follow us everywhere on the socials. Keep up with us at John Clay Wolf Show. And be sure to leave the podcast a rating and review wherever you are listening. More Best of Bobbo to come. Have a great week.
Oh, the times, they are changing.